Hey, just before we jump in this week, a lot of people ask me, okay, I'm trying to get my social media figured out. Where should I start? And my answer is, oh, you got to get your pages and profiles set up the right way so that visitors become followers and buyers. And that's exactly what I love to show people in my Profitable Pages and Profiles workshop. And this week, listeners of this podcast can get it for only $17. Normally it's $47, but if you go to streamlinerspodcast.com/profitable, you can grab it for only $17. Is social media the best place to market your business? I mean, obviously, I'm a big fan of social media, but sometimes it's not. And in this episode, I'm going to break down three questions to consider to help you decide. Welcome to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs, where we help overwhelmed business owners go from this.
I would end up completely dropping the ball.
Running in all these different directions at once.
I was getting in my own way.
To this.
Now my social media brings in revenue.
To over $1,000 worth of work from a social media post.
It's so easy to put into practice.
My name is Jerry Potter, and here in episode 5, is social media the best place to market your business? I'll share some things to consider when deciding if TikTok and Facebook and all the things are worth your valuable time. Also, the one thing you need in place to make sure that social media is worth your time if you go that route, and our win of the week from someone in our community who just realized, thanks to our 5-minute social academy trainings, she's become the social media expert in her group of peers, which I love and can't wait to hear all about that. So is social media the best place to market your business? As entrepreneurs, we tend to flock there first because it's free to get started, right? You know, you look at other forms of advertising, whether that's, I don't know, radio or TV or billboards or different things like that. And that's very, very expensive and a lot more than free. Meanwhile, here are all these social media platforms and we hear all these stories and we go, oh, yeah, that's the price is right for me to start off on Instagram. And obviously, I'm a big social media fan. But I see businesses all the time putting endless hours into social media, when their best opportunity to market might be different. I've had this sometimes in a one-on-one conversation where they say, I'm doing all of these things. And it's like, hey, have you ever thought about doing this instead? And off the business goes and it takes off because now they're marketing in a way that makes sense for their business. Other times I see businesses putting endless hours into the wrong thing on social media. So maybe they're spending all their time commenting instead of posting or vice versa. Or maybe they're spending all their time making beautiful videos when in fact they'd be better off just recording 15-second okay-looking Instagram and Facebook stories. I have three questions for you to consider when deciding how valuable social media is for your business. And by the way, the goal of this is not to talk you out of using social media, but I do hope to talk you out of wasting your time on social media if you're doing it in the wrong way or if that's not where your time is best spent, right? So the first question to ask yourself and consider is, what is the trade-off when it comes to work versus results? Now, this probably sounds super obvious, but for all of us, when we first start on social media on day one, we set up an account, we start posting, whatever it might be, we're basically an unpaid intern in our own business, right? Because we're putting work in there and we're getting nothing back from it. So if that's the stage you're in, then you have to be a little careful answering this question because it does take time to get to that point where the trade-off is worth it. But let me give you a couple of examples. Let's say you're an e-commerce store and each transaction earns you 33 cents, for example. Well, if you're posting and you've got a business page with 200 people and the average reach of a Facebook business page is 1%, so your posts are reaching 2 people, even if all of them bought, you'd be earning 66 cents a post, right? That's not going to be effective for you on social media. If your profit margin is really low like that, it might make more sense to invest in SEO, search engine optimization, so you come up higher in search results, or actually buying Google search ads where your ads only pop up when someone is looking for your product or a product like yours. In that case, if it costs you 10 cents per customer and you're making 33 cents per customer, now all of a sudden that becomes profitable. And I realize these are very low numbers, but I'm just using them to make an example. Now, on the other hand, if each of your potential clients or customers is worth $50 or hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars, then it's a lot easier to get results from social media because you can justify putting in the time. Chelsea Hayes is a member of our 5-Minute Social Media family and community, and she took a course that I offered last year and realized that the best thing she could use social media for was going out and engaging with people in Facebook groups and building relationships. And I love that she just shared this with me last week. She got to the point where she realized if she spends 60 minutes a week, an hour, doing this, she earns an average of one new client per week. Her clients are worth about $5,000 each. So in a sense, she's getting $5,000 in new business for every hour that she spends engaging and building relationships on social media. So for her, when she goes, okay, what's the trade-off when it comes to work versus results? $5,000 an hour? Yeah, please, I will keep doing that. I will do that all day. Now, Chelsea helps people create and launch online courses, so she still has to do the work with them. So it's not actually $5,000 an hour. But again, if you got $5,000 worth of new business from an hour of work, you'd do that, right? So now the trade-off for work versus results is well worth it. Now, as I said, if you've actually created a strategy that's not just, you know, posting and hoping, don't necessarily give up on it because you feel like the trade-off when it comes to work versus results is not worth it yet. Because what happens is we work towards something I call the social media tipping point. And that is the point where the amount of work that you goes into it becomes worth the results that you get to it. So let's say you say your time is worth $50 an hour and you realize you're getting $50 in revenue for every hour you put in. Now you're at the tipping point. But the awesome thing about social media is once you get past that, the odds tip into your favor. So now you're getting way more results for way less work, which is, of course, what we're trying to work toward as streamlined entrepreneurs. So what is the trade-off when it comes to work versus results? The second question to consider when deciding if social media is the best place to market your business, is the thing you're doing on social media actually bringing the results that you want? Or are you just, again, posting and hoping because that's what, quote, everybody says you're supposed to do, or you feel like that's what you're supposed to do? Every client I've ever worked with, everyone who's gone through any of my programs, one of the first things we do is make sure that the strategy you're creating is going to bring you results. Now, in the beginning, we're testing to see if it will work. But a lot of people end up, you know, doing the typical social media plan, set up all the social networks, start posting, wait for money. How come nobody's buying, right? And we'll talk more about that here in a second. But you want to make sure that the things you're doing are actually bringing you results. And if they're not, then you need a change of strategy, or maybe social media is not the best place to market your business. You can also apply this to pieces of social media. For example, one of my favorite people that I've met being an online entrepreneur is a woman named Anna Saucier. And she recently shared, "I stopped doing all regular scheduled posting and it feels so good. I now post on my personal profile when I feel like it and spending so much more time connecting with people one-on-one. And I love it." So now she has realized that all of the posting that she was doing, not only was it draining her, but it wasn't getting the results that she wanted. Meanwhile, connecting with people and building relationships is doing exactly what she wants. So is the thing you're doing on social media actually bringing you results? And you can, by the way, if you're doing a lot of things on social media, if you're doing hashtag all the things, then look at every single one and eliminate the stuff that's not. And the third question to consider when deciding if social media is the best place to market your business: if social media didn't exist, how would you market your business? So think about that. If social media didn't exist, how would you market your business? Would you buy traditional media ads, radio, TV, print, something like that? Would you stand on the side of the road holding a sign? Would you go to networking meetups? And the point of asking yourself this question is you might come across an answer that's actually better than social media for marketing your business. Now, I'm not suggesting that is standing on the side of the road with a sign, because it probably isn't. But I answered this question myself for the sake of the show today. And I said, if social media didn't exist, how would I market? And I think what I would probably do is set myself up to be an expert guest on other people's podcasts. And then I could just have my own email list. So basically, I would offer myself up to, you know, and try and build a reputation and get reviews and referrals to be just the most amazing podcast guest ever. And then usually if you're a guest on somebody's podcast, which I've gotten to do many times, and I love it, I would love to be on your podcast if you have a podcast, because I love talking about this stuff. At the end, you know, they usually say, hey, where can people find out more about you? And you can grow your email list. So I could market my business with an email list and being a guest on other people's podcasts and no social media at all. Now, as a social media coach and educator, obviously that would be kind of weird, but I'm just giving you an example of how I would market. So is there something like that for you and your business? Because if there is, maybe that's something to consider instead of social media. Now, in just a second, I want to share the one thing you need in place to make sure that social media is worth your time. But to recap the three questions to consider, first, what is the trade-off when it comes to work versus results on social media? And again, keeping in mind that, you know, results take time sometimes. You might be on the right strategy and it just hasn't kicked in yet. Second, is the thing you're doing on social media actually bringing you results? And this applies to all the things that you're doing on social media. And third, if social media didn't exist, how would you market your business? Because you might come up with an idea that works even better or that you like better than social media or both. Now, what is the one thing you need to make sure social media is worth your time? And if I have ever worked with you one-on-one or in one of my programs, this is one of the very first things we talk about. And that is you need to make sure to set proper social media goals. Now, I'm not going to go deep into goals in this episode because it's a whole other thing, but you know, social media goals are not posting 3 times a week. That's a to-do list, okay? And most people skip setting a proper social media goal, right? You set up your accounts, you start posting, you're waiting for clients or customers, weeks go by, months go by, maybe you got a sale or two, but you get burned out trying to keep up with this crazy posting schedule. And of course, everybody else is saying, well, you got to be consistent. So you keep going. And if you keep going, maybe it will happen. But a lot of times we end up quitting or we skip a month and we lose the momentum. I mean, any number of things can happen. So the important thing is to set proper social media goals. And that is to specifically build your social media strategy around something that you know leads to sales. So for example, I know when somebody joins my email list, a good percentage of them go on to become members in 5-Minute Social Academy. I know that a good percentage of people that are joining my email list will go on to become members of my social media systems for Streamline Entrepreneurs program. But you have to figure out, what can you make social media do that will actually drive sales? Joanna Inks is probably one of my favorite stories. She is a child sleep consultant, basically helps parents get their newborns to sleep sooner. And as a dad of 2 tiny superheroes, the first of which was a terrible sleeper, I think I would have just literally given my bank account numbers to anybody who could have gotten him to sleep through the night earlier than he actually did. So I look at people like Joanna and just go, oh my gosh, you're amazing. Well, Joanna, when we first spoke, said to me, I've got this, you know, 7 sleep tips to get your baby to sleep better tonight or something like that. And every time somebody downloads it, a good percentage of those people becomes a paid client. And so that became her social media goal, to get people to download that guide. As soon as she shifted to this, within 2 days, she'd booked, I think she said, $1,400 worth of new business, just like that. So the one thing you need to make sure that social media is worth your time is to figure out, what is that thing that will help grow your business and bring you customers and clients, whatever applies to your business, and then make sure your strategy is built around that. And of course, if you'd like my help with that, check out the show notes. I would love to learn more about your business, or you can go to streamlinerspodcast.com/5. Right now, though, I want to get into our win of the week, Candy, who produces the show. Who are we celebrating this week?
Anna Price is in the Philippines, and she shared recently, I'm a graphic designer. I was hired to join a team who does the marketing for a Swiss group of companies, and I was put in charge of social media for their LinkedIn and their Facebook pages. Anna goes on to say that she was nervous about being the new person on the team, but she's already getting rave reviews for her creative posts. And she even repurposed an article they had into some other content for LinkedIn. Anna says, this is a serious group of business people, and they sent me hearts and bouncing pigs on Slack. Thanks so much, Jerry. I pat myself on the back for listening to you.
Aw, I'm so excited, Anna. That's such a cool story. I love that. In honor of Anna's win, I'm making a donation to Village Impact, a nonprofit dedicated to bringing education to students in rural areas of Kenya. They do amazing things. And I strongly encourage you, at least once a week, to ask yourself, put this in your calendar. Hey, what were my wins this week? Or if that's too strong a word, just what went well this week? It's really important. Otherwise, we end up focusing only on the things that went wrong. Thank you so much for listening to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs. Get more info and the links we mentioned in the show notes in your podcast app or at streamlinerspodcast.com/5. Plus, in our next episode, I'm discussing engagement versus sales. Do you need engagement if all you really want is sales? We'll talk about that in episode 6. And who else do you know that would find this helpful? I would love it if you shared with them. And if you enjoyed this, make sure to hit subscribe. Thanks to Zanji, I hope I'm saying your name right, who just left a review on Apple Podcasts saying, "Podcast is amazing. Jerry guides entrepreneurs through social media to promote their businesses, increase sales, and save time during the marketing process." Thank you so much, Zanji, for taking the time to write that. If you'd like to be BFFs, business friends forever, I'd be honored if you took time to leave an honest review on your favorite podcasting platform as well. You're not only supporting me, but also my 2 tiny superheroes at home. Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs is a production of 5-Minute Social Media and is produced by Candy Harper. Hey, last thing today, if you'd like to get more sales without having to post more, I have something special just for our podcast listeners this week. And a lot of times I'll get asked, hey, I'm trying to get my social media figure out. Where should I start? And so I always direct them to getting their pages and profiles set up the right way to convert visitors into followers and buyers, what we all want, right? It's called Profitable Pages and Profiles. And right now, if you go to streamlinerspodcast.com/profitable, you can get this workshop, normally $47. It's $17 this week for our podcast listeners. And my favorite things about getting your pages and profiles set up properly is, one, you do this once and it can serve you for years to come. And 2, people see results quickly, like Portia, who set up her personal profile on Facebook the right way and the next morning got a new insurance client. Or Jen, who applied this to her social media pages and profiles and got 2 new inquiries that led to $1,000 within 18 hours. And the record goes to Tom Love, who published his Facebook business page fully optimized, and his phone rang 30 minutes later with a new client, and he said, "How'd you find out about me?" And she goes, "Oh, I searched on Facebook, and your page came right up." In it, I'm going to show you the 4 essential items every page and profile needs so that visitors become buyers, and lots, lots more. Again, get it for only $17 this week at streamlinerspodcast.com/profitable, or of course, you can get the link in the show notes. That's streamlinerspodcast.com/profitable.